In this bulletin, South Australia reintroduces COVID-19 restrictions in response to an outbreak. Moderna says its experimental coronavirus vaccine is almost 95% effective. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic defeats Diego Schwartzman in the opening round of the ATP Finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal health authorities say they're confident South Australia's contact tracing system will control the coronavirus outbreak in the state. Restrictions involving pubs, restaurants, gyms and other gathering limits have been enforced and will last for 2 weeks after South Australia recorded 18 locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Coronavirus testing stations will operate on extended hours and the state's contact tracing resources have been increased. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says he has faith in the system.
They are doing an enormous effort and a very broad effort at finding people, testing, doing that contact tracing exercise, and crucially getting people to isolate anyone who, of course, has symptoms and is found positive, but also the contacts. So that's been an enormous effort so far from South Australia over the last couple of days.
Pharmaceutical company Moderna says its experimental vaccine is almost 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. The results are based on interim data from a late-stage clinical trial involving 30,000 volunteers. Moderna is the second United States company in a week to report positive results, placing both it and its competitor Pfizer on track to seek permission for emergency use in the country within weeks. Moderna's president, Dr. Steve Hoag, says there's a lot of work to be done.
It's a really important milestone in the fight against the pandemic. It's really just a milestone, though. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Knowing the vaccine is going to be effective is great news, but we still need to complete the regulatory process, which involves completing the study and generating more data, even some follow-up and safety data. And then, of course, we need to get busy manufacturing.
Meanwhile, the European Commission says it's secured an agreement to buy up 405 million doses of an experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by the German biotech company CureVac. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she'll authorise the contract with CureVac on behalf of the 27 EU countries.
If the vaccine has proven safe and effective against COVID-19, every member state will receive the vaccine at the same time, on a pro rata basis, and under the same conditions. We have already concluded exploratory talks with Moderna. We hope to finalise the contract soon.
Back home, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be the first foreign leader to meet with Yoshihide Suga in Japan since he took over from Shinzo Abe as Prime Minister in September. An historic troop deal and energy will top the agenda when the two leaders meet today. They're expected to sign a defence pact to streamline each nation's use of the other's military bases, which will open the way to conduct more military exercises, including in the South China Sea. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there's little chance of a trans-Tasman bubble being operational by Christmas. Ms Ardern has commended Australia on swift action closing internal borders. But the country's suppression strategy, which involves locking down hotspots where cases reach a certain threshold, is in opposition to New Zealand's elimination one. Ms Ardern says Australia's tolerance for community transmission is higher than New Zealand's. To sport, an Argentine Diego Schwartzman has been brushed aside by five-time champion Novak Djokovic at the ATP Finals. He was powerless to prevent a sixth loss from six meetings with Djokovic, subsiding 6-3, 6-2. With no fans in the 18,000 capacity arena to rally to the underdog's cause, world number 9 Schwartzman never looked capable of turning the opening Tokyo group match into a contest. Djokovic secured 2 breaks in the second set and clinched victory with a minimum of fuss. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 24, sunny in Adelaide and 25, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 20, mostly sunny in Hobart and 19, sunny in Canberra and 24, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 19, much the same in Sydney and 21, partly cloudy in Newcastle as well, and 23. A shower or two developing in Brisbane, and 31. Mostly sunny in Cairns, also 31. And a shower or two and a possible storm in Darwin, 36. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.